This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, and you may take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, Ian here.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Jump on over to discord.lrn.fm, and you can join one of those rooms, and we'll join you there, get you on the air, and you'll sound like you're sitting here in the studio with us. So we've gone from talking about everything from Bernie Sanders' opinion on rape, which was bizarre in the last hour, discussing women being forced onto corporate boards in California, and now we've actually got a story, Johnson, that you brought in, and I've actually got it pulled up here. Because doing a long Bernie Sanders impression, I imagine, can be
exhausting. Also think that it's not good to necessarily have, you know, one person just reading a bunch of articles.
Well, and there's not a whole lot to say about this because there's video footage more so than anything else that's outrageous, and we'll try our best to describe what goes on here, but... the story.
I mean,
from...
if you want, I could describe it as Bernie Sanders. I mean, my voice isn't really done, but I just don't think that it's, you know.
The Free Thought Project has the story, thefreethoughtproject.com. State College, Pennsylvania, in all of our years reporting on police conduct and activity at the Free Thought Project, and they've done a lot of good work in that area. We've never seen anything like what we're reporting today. Several utterly insane videos show police officers from Penn State University using their helicopter to rain down hell from above on hundreds of students and parents alike who were tailgating for a game at their college. According to police, a group of college students involved with a fraternity were told to move from one area and relocate to another. However, according to police, this did not happen. So they escalated their tactics.
It's hard to get their Nittany Lions out there.
Right. It's practically a religion for those folks from State College. You're trying to get anybody at a party to do something. Like, hey, you know, we've told a couple of you people, you kids, to move along, and, you know, you all don't do it. And it's tough.
Well, I mean, look, they're just... According to the footage here, and, you know, we only have a minute or so of it that we can actually watch. The longest clip here is a minute 37. This appears to be a massive tailgate party. I mean, there's just cars all over the place in a very large area. You said, Johnson, the audio isn't any good, but I actually haven't sampled it yet, so I'm just going to turn it up here and see if there's actually anything to it.
Get ready for the dump button.
No, there's nothing.
He didn't say there was any cursing. Okay, so that's the helicopter noise there.
I guess it's good background audio for a helicopter story. Sure.
Yeah, and so it's kind of got that bizarre look, that surreal look where the blades are...
It looks like they're spinning really, really slowly.
Yeah, the blades don't even look like they're barely spinning, but that's just because of the frame rate of the
video. It goes so low over this crowd, too. I mean, they just seem like they're hot-dogging.
Well, he starts low with a...
Somebody could easily, if they had a grappling hook, you know, tie this helicopter to the ground.
The chopper
really cook.
Starts fairly low and just kind of does a pass over the entire lawn, basically. Then it turns around... Round, slows down, and begins lowering even lower to the point where you can start to see it's lifting off of the ground those tents, like the canopy tents, which you can go buy them at Walmart or wherever, or a sporting goods store.
Yeah, it's a tent by ten without sides, although you can put sides in them too. But they're basically 10 by 10, 10 by 10, 10 by 8, or
12 by 12, that kind of thing. And so it literally is lifting at least one or two of these things right off of the ground and pitches them. Because of the blades, the drafts coming down from these blades. Anybody who's ever seen one of these helicopters land up close, you know, if they're landing on like a dusty kind of a field or something, it's just, you know, huge amounts of dust gets blown up. They're always telling you to duck when you get out of the helicopter and that kind of thing. These blades are very, very powerful, and they're literally throwing. Remember, these canopies, they're pieces of metal. Large pieces of metal with a canopy tent over
the
top
of it.
No, they're not.
No, they're not.
Have you ever set one of these things up?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can pick it up by yourself, but it isn't necessarily easy, and you usually need at least two people to easily set one of these things
up. But if it's attached to the tent part's attached to it, physically attached to mm-hmm. it rather than set on it, then it just turns into a kite.
Correct. Yeah. And it took these things to got some air.
Imagine one of these things swinging that leg, right? Because right. it's gonna go sideways, right? It's gonna fall over and start to take off. So imagine that leg the metal leg swinging and cracking someone in the skull.
Oh yeah,
or the this leg thing, or whatever. Yeah,
this thing goes flying in this video. One of these tents just goes. I mean, maybe they didn't have it battened down particularly well because it doesn't happen to all of them. But regardless, this was obviously their intention. They went down on this crowd in this way with this helicopter to destroy people's property, to punish them in the moment for not doing what they ostensibly told them to do. And there's all kinds of debris that's getting blown up here. And then, Johnson, there's something that happens toward the end of this video with one of the pieces of debris. It makes its way up to the helicopter blades, mm-hmm. and it's just sort of floating in the updraft that's coming. As the helicopter's approaching this piece of debris, it's sort of just floating. It goes up into the blade and immediately straight down.
Shoots downward.
Shoots straight down.
Very high velocity.
Now, I don't know what this thing was. You know, it's not clear. It might have been a big plastic bag, for all we know. But either way, if it was something else, and it's hard to say, this could have harmed somebody very significantly at the rate at which this thing is just brought straight down by the full force of whatever the blast of, I don't know how you measure the helicopter
blade. The air pressure that, you know, is suspending the entire weight of the helicopter.
Hurricane force winds or something, you know. I mean, I don't know how fast it goes compared to a hurricane, but I bet it's pretty darn close.
You know,
this
I don't know
serious.
How much a helicopter weighs, but it's got to be at least a half a ton, right? I mean...
So they just it flips this debris right down onto the crowd, flipping over tents. I mean, yeah, Mark, I would recommend that during the break you go into the back room here where we have one of these 10x10 canopy tents. It's an Easy Up brand.
Sure,
and then go ahead and heft
one
of those. Heft one of those things, man. Those are not light.
Right.
You get hit by this, you're hurting. This is like standing out in they say in Florida, you're supposed to put during a hurricane, you're supposed to batten down your windows because like chairs and lawn chairs and stuff can get whipped around in these. This is exactly what we're talking about.
I just looked.
I watched the video.
So I just did a Google search for how much does a helicopter weigh. Well. Ironically, the result that just came up was helicopter, R-44 police helicopter, horsepower derated to 245 horsepower for takeoff and 245 horsepower continuous. Maximum gross weight, 2,500 pounds.
They got to keep that thing in
there. So that's over a ton.
Over a ton, yeah.
Approximate empty weight, including oil, standard avionics, and standard police package. So no equipment at all in this thing. It would still be 1,638 pounds. Standard fuel, 177 pounds of fuel. This is... For that standard police helicopter, now you think about that, this means that the Air Force has got to be enough air to keep 2,500 pounds aloft.
Right. Well, not just aloft, but lifted upward at a relatively quick pace.
Right. Yeah.
So there is a little bit more here to the story from the folks over at the Free Thought Project. This is from StateCollege.com's report. Penn State parent and tailgater Scott Olson said that early Saturday morning, police officer asked the fraternity tailgating next to his group to move one space over. One space. After the fraternity's members refused to move, the officer told Olson and his group the fraternity would be on watch for the day. We've been told the tailgate wasn't just one fraternity like Olson described, but a senior tailgate with members of the Greek community, and they're known to be rowdy. Olson said police didn't check in all day until sometime between 3:30 and 4, when 8 officers on horseback and 15 to 20 other officers showed up to disperse the frat's tailgate. Shortly thereafter, the helicopter flew in and made a sharp cut in Olson's aisle, picking up tents and other debris. So, yeah, this appears to be... Now,
it's hot-dogging.
Yeah, Penn State parent. What's not clear here is that it says here, a police officer asked the fraternity tailgating next to his group. I guess they're referring to Scott Olson. So one parent didn't like this group that was rowdy. and ask the police to ask them to move one space over. That's what all this was about? You want the rowdy group to move one space over from you, and you bring the police in on horseback and with a helicopter to, you know, what? What? How long is this distance of one space? What are we even talking about here? This is Free Talk Live. If there's more you want to share, you can join us.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening in your home anytime, anywhere. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Sharing with you another example of the police state in action, courtesy of the FreeThoughtProject.com. And a story out of State College, Pennsylvania. We'll continue with that coming up here in a moment, where a police helicopter put people in serious jeopardy of injury. We'll tell you more about what that was and what the police have to say for themselves after the fact. But I also want you to know about Zen. Used to be known as Zencash, now called Horizon. Now, the cryptocurrency in question is still known as Zen, Z-E-N. You can still buy it on exchanges and wherever it is that you get your Zen. But they've renamed the entire platform to Horizon because it's more than just cryptocurrency. Horizon is a privacy platform built on zero-knowledge technology. That's excellent privacy tech. With decentralized secure node architecture. So there's more secure nodes and super nodes in their system than there are nodes in the full nodes in the Bitcoin system. So there's actually, I think last I saw, around 16,000 of them in the Horizon network and only about 10 to 11,000 in the Bitcoin BTC network. So it's even more diverse, even more decentralized, and even stronger as a result of that. The Horizon platform enables real-life uses beyond just currency, including the ability to privately chat with other individuals on the network. And Horizon will enable you to publish information at some point. They're not announcing a date for this yet, but it's a big, big plan. And they also want you to be able to go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. Horizon is bringing privacy to life. You can learn more at horizon.global, horizen.global. The story here from the Free Thought Project about a tailgate party, a very large party going on outside of, I presume, some sort of a football game at Penn State University.
It's that time of the year.
Penn State parent and tailgater Scott Olson said that early Saturday morning, a police officer asked the fraternity tailgating next to his group to move one space over. Now, it's not clear if Olson was the person who called the police in, or what the reason was for the police initially asking for them to move a space over.
Mm.
Because later in the story, Olson was one of the victims of this situation. In fact, Olson said, quote, "There was no fighting or big disruption. No one was doing anything crazy or outlandish. We didn't have any issue with them," talking about the tailgaters, the ones that were supposedly rowdy. "We didn't have any issue with them all day," he said. He did report a scratch to his Mercedes-Benz truck thanks to a flying tent and said a girl at his tailgate was cut on the face from debris. Because, again, for those just tuning in, the police bring in a helicopter after having failed to simply order the rowdy folks to leave the area.
Now, I believe this is the State College police. So
State College police?
So I think State College is a town in Pennsylvania, so... I can't tell if this is like the university police or the town police. That's part I haven't figured out.
It's maybe Penn State police.
Okay.
But either way, it's cops with a helicopter. The
yeah,
boys with their
helicopter.
Toys.
Whoopee!
Boys with their toys. They went in, they swooped the crowd. They went in, came in close, came in low, and just blew stuff everywhere, including canopy tents. The, quote, "helicopter pilot used the PA to order the crowd to disperse," said the description of one of the videos, "and then used the downdraft to get the point across, blowing canopies, etc." Unquote. "The sheer lack of concern over what the potential damage could have been is outrageous. People could have been severely injured by flying tents and debris, or worse, if the pilot would have lost control over the students, the results could have been catastrophic, especially considering the concentration of people on the ground. It could have been pure carnage."
And he was flipping about when I was watching this video. It was just kind of frightening.
"Can you imagine if a helicopter sent debris that hit a horse and it got spooked and then started trampling the kids? This could have been a tragedy," said Olson. Again, the man who was observing all of this.
And there had police horses there. It's not like just, you know.
That's what they brought in first.
Right.
Were the horses. Quote, "If that helicopter had any type of accident, you would have had people shredded everywhere and cars on fire. It's so fortunate that there wasn't a major tragedy yesterday," unquote. "Naturally and insanely enough, the police are standing by their decision to endanger the lives of hundreds of people to disperse a few rowdy college kids."
That's because working for the government means you never have to say you're sorry.
"On Monday, they were forced to respond to the myriad of inquiries as to why they would do such a thing. Here is their statement." And there's another update to this story, by the way. But first, their initial statement from the police. Quote, "We understand concerns have been raised regarding police activity during tailgate celebrations.
We hear that you serfs don't like the way you're being ruled."
in one lot in advance of the Penn State versus Ohio State game on Saturday, September 29th. University police wishes to reassure fans that officers were responding to the circumstances on the ground, which involved numerous law violations, including serious threats to officer safety. Nobody else was apparently in danger. Yeah. It was the officers who were unsafe. Within a disorderly crowd, they say, unruly individuals refused to disperse following verbal commands, and at least one officer suffered injuries. Now, they don't really tell you why the officer suffered injuries. For all we know, he got whipped in the face with one of these tents that the helicopter ended up throwing up. It's rare. But
they've got an officer with an injury, so anything else is fine.
He goes on to say, it is rare to resort to these, quote, and I'm adding the quotes here, expanded interventions, unquote. This isn't a attack with a helicopter. It's an expanded intervention. However, when all other warnings from the mounted police...
I'm just imagining like a door-mounted 50 cal with nothing but rubber bullets. raining them down. Like
it's just an intervention. We had to intervene. They wouldn't listen to our mounted police unit. He goes on to say, when all other warnings from the mounted police unit and officers on the ground were ignored, a Pennsylvania State Police helicopter... They're calling it Pennsylvania State Police.
That's what it is, then. That makes more sense that Pennsylvania State Police would have a helicopter than State College, Pennsylvania, or the Penn State College.
You had better bet that they would love to have a mounted, gun kind of cannon on there that would shoot rubber bullets.
If they had it, they'd have used it.
Pennsylvania State Police helicopter was deployed as another tool to compel the group to disperse and curb dangerous and unruly behavior. Following the use of the helicopter, the dangerous behaviors dissipated. See, mission accomplished.
People are picking through the rubble, trying to deal with their wounds, all drunk. God, what a scene.
So it doesn't end there. As I clicked on to statecollege.com, which is a local, I think, newspaper in the area, to see if there was an update on this case, there is a story from today. After a low-flying state police helicopter deployed for crowd dispersal caused disruption at tailgates outside of Beaver Stadium Saturday, Penn State Police and Public Safety is at least temporarily discontinuing use of helicopters for crowd announcements at football games.
They got grounded.
Pending a review.
Yeah.
So it's not a real stoppage. It's just a for-show stoppage. Okay, we're serious about this. We understand you guys are concerned. We're going to stop using the helicopter until we review.
Right.
And then when we review it, we're going to quietly...
Once you've forgotten about all of this, we'll do whatever the hell we want.
You know, they have firecopters that have fire hoses on them. I mean, I don't
give them any ideas. we got more coming up here. There's a little bit more about their review and what they're saying. There's another statement here from Penn State Police. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And it is a little confusing. Is it the Pennsylvania State Police or is it the Penn State College Police? So we still aren't
sure.
Yeah, the
word state is in every...
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. There's indications that the FBI won't need a whole week to complete its probe of sexual misconduct allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Dianne Feinstein, ranking Democrat on the Judiciary Committee, thinks a Friday confirmation vote is still too soon.
It's Tuesday, and we have to put all the facts together.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is staying firm on holding the vote as planned.
One thing for sure, The Senate will vote on Judge Kavanaugh here on this floor this week.
A former top FBI official who's been in contact with those involved in the inquiry at the Bureau says agents are talking to people at the core of the allegations and then expanding to corroborate the information they received. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're talking about some very dangerous behavior by a police helicopter in Pennsylvania.
The helicopter didn't do anything. The helicopter is innocent. Hashtag free the helicopter.
So
pilots, on the other hand, are responsible.
And whoever it is that was in there with them, the commanding officers or whatever, for buzzing a crowd and then coming in even closer with a downdraft from the blades, just blowing everything away, including very heavy tents that were, presumably staked to the ground. They came up and just whipped over into who knows what. Some guy got his truck scratched. Another girl cut on the face from flying debris. It could have been a lot worse than it actually was. Initially, police responded by saying, "Welp, you didn't do what we told you to." So
what else would we do except violate FAA rules and buzz a crowd with a 2,500-pound flying death machine? It's like you left us no choice. And look, the results are, people stopped rioting after their bodies were thrown into the air and the mangled debris smacked them in the face.
There wasn't a riot going on until the police came in with their horses, right? So
Son, it's a riot if we say it's a riot. Yeah.
Look, I've seen riots. I've seen the Pumpkin Fest riots here in Keene, New Hampshire,
which had something to do with the police too. I mean,
yes,
they did. They played a role.
That's my point. Here in 2014 in Keene, New Hampshire, which is a college town,
the Great Pumpkin Riot.
There was the Pumpkin Fest riots. It made international, news, and I was in the midst of
the word
of
riot and the word pumpkin went together.
I was in the midst of some of it. I recorded some video of some
turned over to law enforcement, yes.
Which was used to convict some of the people who put people's lives in danger in that particular case in what was a very dangerous 10, 15-minute long just all-out bottle war where people were throwing either empty or full, in some cases, bottles of beer at one another on one of the streets in the college neighborhood. And what started this whole thing, and similar in this story here now in Penn State, but what started the whole thing in the Pumpkin Fest was it was the middle of the afternoon. The college students were having what apparently are called darties. I did not know this word. It stands for day party. So they're having their darties at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Cops come in and break up the party.
The darties,
or more than one of them. And then what happened
and what
is...
What do they have at night? Because, you know, I can't think of any word that, you know, relates to nighttime that begins with a P.
Yeah. So the cops come in. Evening? They break up the darties. And
after midnight,
the drunken college students at this point, well, they have to go somewhere. So they leave where they were, which was at the party, having fun in a backyard or whatever, packed in like, you know, sardines, as they are wont to do sometimes. And now they're drunk and they're roaming the streets. So instead of being drunk, hanging out in somebody's backyard, just drinking with their friends and doing whatever it is that they do, playing beer pong or whatever. Now they're just roaming about looking, and they're angry. They're angry because they just got thrown out of their party. And they can't go to any other party because the cops are going to break that up too.
Let's not forget the drunken part.
Yeah, and they're wasted at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, they still have plenty of beer, so just keep on downing the beers, walking around, and then start destroying things because the cops are going to keep cracking down. The cops continued. They came in with pepper ball bullets. They came in with other, you know, devices that they could, you know, try to, what they believed, control people. And ultimately, they just essentially set off a hornet's nest is what they did. Similarly, here in Penn State, according to the police, they are going to review their use of the helicopter at the game. Apparently, the Federal Aviation Administration is also investigating the incident.
That's who I'd like to see review something here.
But again, even if the FAA comes back in and says you did wrong, that's not going to mean anything besides maybe the loss of a license from the, you know, the helicopter pilot, right? There's not going to be any
They could probably take the license to own, and they could probably tell the police department for the state of Pennsylvania, yeah, you don't get to keep this helicopter here in this spot anymore.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
It could. They could do what
not
they
very
want.
Likely. Penn State Police and State Police said in separate statements the helicopter was deployed as a last resort after a tailgate of several hundred people became unruly and failed to disperse after verbal commands. Now remember, the guy, the parent, Scott Olson, who was next door in the tailgate to the supposed unruly bunch,
right.
He said they didn't have any problem with them.
Everything was fine.
So the police wanted to come in and cause a problem here in the first place, so they would have an excuse to come in with greater violence and to use violence against these college students, because for whatever reason, they just hate it when people are having a good time. By the way, here's a little bit of detail from the that you don't get in the initial story about this, but it has come out now. At the very end of this piece, before the party was broken up, undercover liquor enforcement officers made a purchase to obtain alcohol at the tailgate, according to police. Criminal charges for selling alcohol without a license and furnishing alcohol to a minor are pending. Police seized $200, 430 packs of beer, and 8 handles of alcohol.
What's a handle?
A handle is a type of, like a bottle of liquor, isn't it?
I don't know. I've never heard the term before.
I have heard this before, but I'm not alcohol-versed enough to tell you how many ounces are in a handle. If you want to look it up, I bet you the Internet would give you the answer relatively quickly on that. But isn't that interesting? Turns out the police were the ones who caused the problem in the first place by going in and doing an undercover buy at a tailgate party.
Well,
that's what started all of this.
I understand. The liquor dicks aren't the state police. So,
yes, they are, actually. The liquor dicks are the state police.
So that's what they call...
Unless Pennsylvania is different from New Hampshire. There's state police here.
It's so that they're just a division, right?
Yeah.
So here in New Hampshire, and I presume it's this way around the United States, is liquor dicks are generally looked at as not really cops by cops.
Well, that may be true, but they still work together on doing these enforcements. And so it's very likely that the Penn State police were involved and knew that the liquor cops were operating undercover in that area. I can tell you, I've seen them working together here in Keene. They bring out a big old RV and they set it up. They set it up recently in one of the, there was like a church nearby the college neighborhood. They set up an RV and that's where they take people to when they find them underage drinking or walking around with an open container. The cops just love to pick on college students. College students don't know their rights. They just got fresh out of high school.
Are an easy mark.
Yep. They don't know their rights, and when they're drunk, you know, they're very easy to pick on, ultimately. And so it sounds to me like the cops came in, they started making an arrest for an undercover liquor buy, and what do you know? People get mad when you arrest their friends for no reason whatsoever, for not actually committing an actual crime with a real victim.
Hey, get out of here. Go on.
Yeah.
Stop bothering these kids or whatever. Yeah, okay.
So this wasn't, I don't think this was just about the cops coming in and saying, we need you to move one space over. Because that's what the original report was. The cops came into these tailgaters and said, you need to move over to that space over there. And the tailgaters said no. So did that happen first, and then the cops came in with the undercover officer?
We'll never know, Ian.
So anyway, completely victimless crime here, leading to people being rowdy, leading to the cops bringing in multiple, like a dozen-plus horse officers, trying to disperse this crowd,
horse officers,
whipping up people even more as a result of that, then buzzing in with a helicopter, violating FAA airspace restrictions, violating all manner of, you know, safe helicoptering. And here we are today, where, you know, nothing's going to happen to these officers in any kind of punishment for this. And ultimately, somebody got arrested.
That's for sure. Nothing's going to happen.
And some people got hurt. As well, and people could have gotten hurt a lot worse. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts here. Socrates is in New Hampshire. Socrates, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Well, the police have nothing better to do, right? They generally have to, and they've been militarized for the past, 10 years or so. They have to use the equipment, otherwise, how can they justify the continuous funding?
Right. Got to buy that gasoline for the helicopter. And you know what? Hang on, Socrates. I know you probably got more to say. We'll bring you back here in a moment. Also, the hypocrisy is so blatant with police because you know every single one of these cops drank underage. It's my favorite question to ask a cop if I'm ever at a trial for, like, them busting somebody for underage drinking is as they're walking out of the courthouse with a video camera. Ask them, Officer, did you have a drink ever before you were 21? Please. It's Free Talk Live. You know.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They are open and available over at discord.lrn.fm. Moments remain here. Maybe enough time to get you on the air with us. And I do want to thank Jonathan, who is a Free Talk Live Platinum Amplifier. One of our longest-running amplifiers out there, Platinum being $25 a month he's giving to the show to help us advertise, market, and promote.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Free Talk Live, yeah, thank you. And thank you to all Free Talk Live amplifiers, either whether you're still an amplifier today or you only were for a time in the past and, you know, something happened because we just had somebody drop off this week. They lost their job or something bad happened and they had to cut back. And totally understand, and we appreciate it. A lot of them come back, by the way. Most of our new amplifiers these days aren't actually new at all. They're old amplifiers who come back to begin supporting us again after they're, you know, they get back on their feet financially or they've made the move to New Hampshire or whatever it was they had to do. So thank you to Jonathan, and you can become an amplifier like he did. But you can do it for $5 a month. That's what we ask. He's doing 25. You certainly don't have to do that. We appreciate it.
Sure.
Go to amp.freetalklive.com, and we appreciate everybody who amps the show, and everybody who is an amplifier is going to get mentioned over the next, I don't know, 100 or 150 days. I'm not sure how long it's going to take to get through them. We have 200, but not everybody wants to be mentioned publicly, so we won't be going through all 200 names. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com to get signed up there. And if you do want a shout-out, you do have to fill out your profile. There's a certain amp settings section on your website profile for freetalklive.com. Make sure you fill that out with the name you want us to use on the air. You don't have to use your real name if you don't want to. So once again, go to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get some cool perks. This is just one of them, just us, you know, doing shout-outs. It's just one of them. But there's also other things like interactive features, say the Free Talk Live amp-only Facebook group. There's the supporters groups that you get access to on our Discord chat and more. Go and get all the details at ampamp.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is also brought to you by AnyPay.global, which is where you can go to get set up to accept accept cryptocurrency at retail. So you want to take Bitcoin, you want to take Dash, you want to take a few other cryptos. At your point of sale, AnyPay's got what you need. Just go to AnyPay.global and get started. It is super easy to do, and it's no cost to you as a merchant. So you're not paying fees to accept cryptocurrency. You're just accepting crypto through the AnyPay system, which makes it super easy. Once again, AnyPay.global. As we go back to Socrates, he's in New Hampshire. We're talking about the police in Pennsylvania breaking up violently, and unnecessarily so, by the way, a tailgate party that they were mad about because somebody sold some alcohol without a permit. Go ahead, Socrates.
Oh, no. It just reminds me of the article you covered last week. When you're in a low-crime environment like New Hampshire or Massachusetts, it seems to me that they have to kind of find problems to kind of find problems to solve.
Sure.
So if you guys remember the vaping legislation that's being proposed, where they actually want to regulate it, and now they have the DEA taking on Kratom Speciosa, which are two products in 2008 that I used to purchase on eBay. The libertarian philosophy, as you just said, would call that no one's been hurt by this, but cops want to enforce things. They have nothing to do. They have a budget, and they need to justify their budget by creating new laws. But what's your take right now on this on basically this bait and switch where they have to say like, well, look at all these new dangerous things that are coming to the hedge. These people don't have a liquor permit. I think that calls for a full SWAT raid.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Kind of how it goes, right? Well, I mean, it's plus some.
Yeah.
They had a helicopter. There's a bear in the
horses.
Oh, didn't they? By the way, didn't they give back your equipment? I think they gave you a semi-federal SWAT raid.
They did not give back the equipment to LRN.FM. They've still got it. You're talking about the federal government, the FBI. They still have it 2.5 years later.
2.5 years, and the federal government has not issued charges, but they have seized your property without due process. There's absolutely no recourse you can take. And
well, there's a recourse,
like,
but it would cost a lot of money. There's a recourse, but it would involve suing them, basically.
Also, what do you want it back for? If you got a bunch of electronic equipment back
there's
from the
there's some video
government.
Footage I'd like to get back that I don't have a backup of.
Okay.
Sam Dodson came down just before that, went to court with Judge Burke. That footage is lost now.
Presuming that the computers aren't bricks at this point.
Yeah.
Well, generally, you get to face the accuser, and you get to defend yourself because if the accuser made a malicious prosecution with the intention of actually disrupting your business, then there's actually recourse that you should be able to settle. In a free society, you're supposed to be able to make yourself whole. But in this society, people actually create laws anonymously, and they make accusations, and then they steal your things.
Right, and you only get justice if you can afford to pay for it. So in this case,
precisely.
I had asked my attorney, like, well, you know, is there anything we can do about getting this equipment back? And they said, well, you could sue, but then you'd have to pay us, you know, full rate to take this to civil court. So it's like, you're better off just forgetting about it and just getting new equipment.
So you have to actually pay to get the things that were stolen from you returned.
To get a chance at it. You'd have to pay to
sue. Oh, yeah, not even a guarantee.
Right.
Yeah. So that's the system. And essentially, what do you
think? And then you're tied up in court for years. And then, you know, how long does it take, right? Because, you know, they can appeal it. So before you know it, it's 5 years later. That stuff's 10 years old.
Plus, I don't particularly want their attention. You know, if they start feeling bad that, oh, well, we took this guy's equipment without charging him, maybe their solution will be to charge us with something.
Oh, yeah. Fair enough.
Yep. Just leave the gang alone.
Yeah.
In that case,
right,
thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark.
Yes, I just wanted to mention about those Amazon self-checkout stores. You were mentioning that.
Listening to Free Talk Live? Because we actually did talk about that last night.
Well, you know, I was on hold.
Oh, you were on hold. Okay,
that's fine. I was on hold for a while.
Well, at least you were paying attention. Go ahead. What about them? But for listeners just tuning in, Amazon may be opening as many as 3,000 of these self-checkout stores, which they've had in the test process for the last 2 years in Seattle.
You know what? And I prefer to use the self-checkout at Target and Walmart and everywhere in Smith.
Why?
But the thing is, There's a reason why I like it. There's a lot of reasons why I like that. But
give me a
my
few
concern
of them.
Is, you know something? Sometimes I have one thing to check out, and there's a lady with like a shopping cart piled up with a hundred things in it.
Sure.
And I'm just like, I have to wait for a whole hour before they check this out, like they shop for a whole family.
Nobody wants to wait in a line. Nobody wants to wait in a line, which is why I think these Amazon stores
cards
could work out.
Well, that's the very reason why they have a self-checkout. You got one or two, three things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes there's like six people behind you. And they're in a, like a hurry, don't you to hurry up, and you can't think straight because they're like all panicking, and you punch in the wrong code, and they get mad. But my deal is that this will, where are the cash registers, like protesting, like the bus drivers?
Cashiers.
You know,
the cashiers.
You know, all this technology is taking away jobs from people. And like you said, you know, it's the same.
Sarah, would we have been better off if they hadn't invented the car and that all the all the blacksmiths and the farriers had kept their jobs?
Well, the thing is, why do you order online? You should be using stamps. Why do you send email? That's taking a job.
Then, if I order something online, you realize it has to go in a truck that then enters the road that then gets driven to somebody's house. If you believe in the idea of global warming, that's putting a lot more carbon in the air.
Well, one thing is, you should be sending a check and on a stamp because that promotes the post office.
Are you being facetious? Are you being facetious? Or are you?
Well, what I'm saying is, why do people fight these like automations and computers taking over a job? Because it's inevitable. You know what I mean?
So you're in favor of the automation, just to be clear. Sarah isn't saying she wants to keep the cashier's job. She's saying put them out of a job. And bring the machines in. Because
well,
it's inevitable.
That's exactly what I'm saying. And I'm talking about the self-driving cars. The bus drivers need to step aside. But you can't be holding on to buggies and
Sarah doesn't know what it's like to have a job. So she has no idea what this is like for people.
She's the universal basic income kind of gal. So you put them all out of work and just give them a stipend.
No, they shouldn't have to work.
Don't worry,
Sarah.
The economics don't have to work. You'll just print more money.
Thanks for the call tonight, Sarah. I appreciate it. I wish we could talk a little bit more.
Build the robot.
We are out of time. You can join us tomorrow night online in the meantime. And I'm sure as the Amazon stores actually begin to open up their doors, we're going to get more opinions about them and more discussion in the future here on Free Talk Live. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com and also over at lrn.fm.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesce Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes. Reducing under eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse medical advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.